This is Akashvani. The news read by Anita Anand. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Chhattisgarh and Odisha today. During her visit, President Murmu will attend the Silver Jubilee celebrations of Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly at Raipur. The president will also visit the famous Sri Neelamadhava Temple at Kantilo of Nayagarh district in Odisha and have a darshan of the deity. Sri Neelamadhava Temple is a very old and famous temple of Lord Vishnu near the banks of Mahanadi. After the darshan, President Murmu will leave for Bharatiya Biswa Basu Shabar Samaj Foundation at Kalyapalli in Nayagarh district, where she is scheduled to grace the Foundation Day ceremony as the chief guest. The budget session of the Delhi Assembly will begin today. The five-day session will run till the 28th of this month, and a total of four meetings will be held during the period. However, the session can be extended if necessary. Delhi Assembly Speaker Vijayendra Gupta emphasized that it will be very important for determining the financial policies and the development roadmap of the national capital for the upcoming financial year 2025-26. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces busted a major terrorist hideout in a remote forest area in Poonch district, leading to the recovery of a huge cache of arms and explosives yesterday. The hideout was unearthed during a joint operation by Rashtriya Rifles and Special Operations Group of local police in Sarbara near Sangla Top during the day-long operation. The IEDs, grenades, detonators, timer device, cortex and safety fuse were later destroyed on the spot by the experts of the bomb disposal squad. However, no one was arrested during the operation. Today is the World Tuberculosis Day. The day is observed on the 24th of March every year to raise awareness about the devastating health, social and economic consequences of tuberculosis, TB, and to step up efforts to end the global epidemic. The day is observed to commemorate the anniversary of Dr. Robert Koch's discovery of the TB bacteria in 1882. This year's theme is, Yes, We Can End TB, Commit, Invest and Deliver. Ukrainian Defense Minister Rustem Umerov has said that the talks between US and Ukrainian delegations have concluded in Saudi Arabia's capital Riyadh. He said the discussion was productive and focused, with key points including energy addressed. Umerov, who led the Ukrainian delegation, emphasized that President Volodymyr Zelensky is committed to achieving a just and lasting peace for Ukraine and Europe. The meeting followed a previous round of talks in Jeddah, where Ukraine accepted a US-proposed 30-day ceasefire in exchange for the resumption of US military aid and intelligence sharing. Meanwhile, today's scheduled talks between US and Russian delegations add further significance to these diplomatic efforts. In his evening address, Zelensky reiterated that Russia is the only one dragging this war out. New Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has called for a snap election on April 28. Prime Minister Carney said he has called for a snap election in order to ensure that his country gets a government with a stronger mandate than the Liberal Party currently has. Mr. Carney said he has requested the Governor General to dissolve Parliament and call an election for April 28, and she has agreed. Domestic benchmark equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, were trading in the green on the back of fresh foreign fund inflows and gains in bank stocks in the early morning trade today. The BSE Sensex gained over 428 points at 77,333, while the Nifty 50 went up 132 points to trade at 23,484 when the reports last came in. India have clinched both men's and women's Kabaddi World Cup 2025 at Wolverhampton in England. The men's team defeated home side England in the final match with 44-41. Earlier, Indian women's team also defeated England with dominating score of 57-34 in the final at the same venue. Punjab's Jaspreet Kaur broke national record in powerlifting at Khelo India Para Games in New Delhi yesterday. She bettered her own national record in 45 kg category to win the gold medal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.